Alex Ferrario joining us here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. How are you?
Guys, fantastic. How are you on this Thursday?
Everything is sensational here in the Fast Lane. Me wanted to know if you knew of any Orgon Freeman movies.
Yeah, I was going to ask who the hell Orgon Freeman was. You know, I thought Meat had a great draft of male actors, but, you know, I'm a big Morgan Freeman fan. I don't know about his twin brother, Orgon Freeman, so I think I'm going to have to steer away from his picks.
Oh, stuff like Free Willy, Face Jam. You haven't seen any of these?
No, yeah, I haven't seen any of those for some reason. It's really strange.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, if you had, because this is perfect, because we had you when we were doing our cartoon character draft as well. If you had pick of the litter, first round pick, favorite actor, who is it for Alex Ferrario?
Boy, that's a tough one. I think it would be a tie, which I know we're not doing ties here, but Samuel L. Jackson is a go-to for me. Big fan of his Coach Carter movies, of course, his action movies. And I'm a big fan of Snakes on a Plane. I don't know if anybody else is, but Snakes on a Plane is a go-to for me. It's hard to go against Al Pacino, though, when you think of all of the Godfather movies, and it's hard to go against Robert De Niro. But if I had to pick, I'm going Samuel Jackson.
I figured you would have gone just a straight board of Italians. That's what I thought you would have done.
Yeah. Well, but see, that you're just typecasting me there, Ron.
Yes,
you know, like,
I am.
Just assume it's going to be Italians. I like to throw a curveball in there and say, hey, it's Samuel Jackson, then the Italians.
That's fair. I'm glad you've been able to expand your horizons.
Yeah. I mean, Sylvester Stallone's a hard one to go against as well with all those Rocky movies, but I got to go with my guy Samuel L. Jackson. I mean, anytime that guy can use the phrase MF-er in whatever way he wants, and he could change the dialogue completely just with those two words.
Hey, Anthony, we've got, or Alex, rather.
Close enough. Yeah. Hey, we're messing up names today. It doesn't matter.
It's good enough.
It's an Italian thing.
Yeah.
Blues and Stars tonight, again, here on 101 ESPN. And we were talking to Army the other day about the little things that led up to big things in this playoff series. And he brought up the Ben wraparound and the Cogliano opportunity at the end of Game 7. But when you go through these games and listen to them, there are a couple of things. Number one, there were a lot of things like that. And there were a lot of things that Alex Pietrangelo was involved with on the defensive end. He had such a great playoff last year. And I think as well as he played, and we know he played really well, it's still kind of underrated.
It is, and I'm glad you brought that up, Randy. And it wasn't just Pietrangelo. It was the whole defensive unit, in my eyes, how underrated they were. You know, it's interesting, going into the series against the Dallas Stars, everyone was talking about the defensive core of Dallas because they shined against the Nashville Predators. If you remember, it was Klingberg, I believe, that scored the game winner against the Predators to advance Dallas to the second round. But when you think of Klingberg and you thought of Haskinen, and then you got some of the older guys like a Roman Polak, those were the defensive players that people were talking about. But in that series, you know, and Alex Pietrangelo, I thought, shined defensively because he, along with Carl Gunnarsson, teamed up to kind of eliminate that secondary scoring. But then it was Colton Parayko. And we talk about this tonight on our pregame show before we re-air game number three. But this was the game that, for me, Colton Parayko broke out from the, oh, well, he's a great secondary defenseman, to this guy's an elite defenseman in the National Hockey League. He scored the most points of any defenseman in this series. I believe it was 7 points, a goal, and 6 assists. But you thought the presence that he had in front of the net, eliminating that Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin line, and then you thought kind of what he had done in terms of presence offensively with that slap shot that knocked out Ben Bishop. Colton Parayko and the defensive unit in this series was a factor that I feel like nobody talks about when it comes to them pulling out these wins.
Alex, have you ever had a chance to talk to Colton about that specifically? Because, look, there are times, I mean, you're playing a game at the highest level and you're doing it and you're fighting, but sometimes you still feel like you're treading water until you do have that moment and you realize that I belong here. And I'm guessing for Colton Parayko, maybe that moment came before that, but have you ever had a chance to talk to him about that? Because I think that's a real thing.
I have actually had the chance to sit down with a BT and talk with him, just kind of like where he thought that his career took that next step. And, you know, he cites different occasions of, in the regular season, you know, when guys like Alex Pietrangelo or Jay Bouwmeester would be injured, to where he would get more responsibility. He felt like that was kind of a stepping stone for him. But when I talked with him at the end of last season, he said it was the Boston Bruins series that he felt like, okay, I belong in this league. And that seemed so odd to me because you think of the series that he had against Winnipeg and Dallas and then, of course, San Jose. But he said games, you know, the games against Boston were that next level where every player wants to be in the NHL. Like, they want to win the Stanley Cup. How do I fare? That's the stepping stone. That's the measuring stick for some players. And Parayko said he felt like he lined up against those top players, that top line, better than anybody. He said that, you know, he and Jay Bouwmeester were able to eliminate that perfection line of Pasternak and Bergeron and, of course, Brad Marchand. So in Colton Parayko's eyes, at least from when I had the chance to talk with him, he thought that that was that series for him that was kind of the breakthrough series. But again, I mean, you could go back through and cite numerous different occasions of how he fared against the Jets, how he did against the Dallas Stars, as I just mentioned. But in Colton Parayko's eyes, it was that Boston Bruins series that was important for him.
Yeah, you know, he was also really great in this Dallas series, as you mentioned. But the goal that everybody really remembers is what Maroon did in that third period and scoring with about a minute and a half left to go. And it took like 4 or 5 seconds before all of us to realize, oh my God, that puck went in, because there was like this, there was a delay on the ice and the light didn't go on. And you've got the official who's pointing, but you couldn't see him in frame. So everybody's kind of wondering what was going on. Were you having a similar experience?
Yeah, well, you're talking about game 7, correct, Ron?
No, 3. Game 3.
Yeah, no,
because he scored with like a minute and a half to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, correct. I'm glad you brought that up because we talk about that tonight as well on the pregame show. Yeah, so I was doing pre and post back in our studios over at KMOX, and, you know, obviously the television screen gives you a better angle than what Curbs and Joey were having, and they talk about this. You know, the press box in terms of the broadcast booth for Curbs and Joey for Dallas was so high up and far away from the goal that you couldn't tell if it was in or not. And when I was doing pre and post, I didn't have the television on because the television, of course, was a little ahead of the radio was ahead of the television. So it was just distracting for me to try and watch and listen. So yeah, I was having the exact same feeling because I'm listening to Curbs and Joey as Curbs is saying, well, I think it's in, I'm not sure if it's in. Joey was saying, it's in, it's in. And so you're sitting there waiting, like, what the hell is going on here right now? Because there's two ultimate mediums you're going to hit. It's either the pure enjoyment, excitement factor, or the pure anger factor. So gladly it went in, but it's funny, too, if you watch the replay of that game, Maroon didn't even know if it was in. He had to circle around the net and just kind of stare at it for a couple of seconds before it completely trickled over that red line for it to be a goal. But yeah, that was too many emotions for me to not grow an ulcer at the time.
Blue Stars, game 3 tonight of round 2 from last year's run to the Stanley Cup. Play Gloria, brought to you by your Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating dealers. Alex Ferrario, we're looking forward to the pregame at 6, and thanks for spending some time with us. We appreciate it.
Guys, it's great catching up as always. It's going to be a fun one tonight. We got the pregame tonight for Game 3, as you mentioned, and then tomorrow night it's Game 6, so it's going to be a fun 2 nights of hockey.
Awesome. We'll talk to you later. See you later.
Take care, guys.
That is Alex Ferrario with us on 101 ESPN. As a society, we are doomed. That's next before Take It or Leave It on 101 ESPN.